evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us once again at Connecting the Dots at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And your host, Frosty Wooldridge. And boy, it's a cool evening here in Colorado. The sun has gone down. I rode my bicycle a little bit today in the 70-degree weather amongst all of the trees and the leaves that have fallen. And, of course, under my wheels, the leaves crackled and the colors burst forward. And the fall is in full swing. And even Winter Park, where I'm a volunteer ski instructor for the handicapped, it's called the National Sports Center for the Disabled, will be opening up this Wednesday. This Wednesday, I already have my ski pass. I'm ready to teach those kids. You know, if any one of you out there knows anyone who is unable to walk, who has MS, MD, CP, Parkinson's, any of the amputations, a recent Iraq veteran who wants to get out from the house and wants to partake of the great snowy mountains of Colorado and ski down a mountain, I really encourage you. I'm now in my 16th season. My partner, Gary Hall, a former Navy man, is in his 16th season, and we have taught from all 50 states. We've taught probably 10 different countries around the world that come to Winter Park, Colorado. You can go to a National Sports Center for the Disabled, and I think you can just Google it or just go .com, nscd.com or .org, or just go to my website and I'll make sure you get there. But if you come out there or you bring your kids out there, you bring your husband or wife out there, you've had a traumatic brain injury or you've amputation, a single, double, triple, or quadruple. We've actually had students come out that are quadruple amputees and we got them snowboarding. We've got them on the chair there doing a bi-ski. And I'd love to have you come out there and I'd be honored to teach your kids or yourself. Certainly Iraq veterans, certainly Desert Storm veterans, Vietnam War veterans, come on out to the NSCD program. We are all volunteer, and we give excellent service, and we give great teaching technique for those who are unable to ski on regular skis. And this summer, really a longtime friend of mine has been coming to NSCD, Glenn Glenn Shaw from England, Liverpool, in fact. He came out to visit this summer, and we had a great time together. And he's actually climbed into the Himalayas. He's the only wheelchair man who's gotten to the base camp of Everest. That's 18,000 feet, folks. And let me tell you, it's a rough road to hoe to get up there, and he did it, and he's the only wheelchair man to ever get there. But he's also kayaked in Antarctica. So if you're a person who wants to get more out of life or have an extraordinary experience, boy, oh, boy, there's nothing can stop you. And with loving support of your friends, loving support of your family, come on out and become a skier. We've got sit-ski, bi-ski, monoski, and we take care of all sorts of different challenges, and we get you on that slope. And, gosh, it's so exciting, and it's a lot of fun. It's the NSCD program. And it's in its 35th year, and I expect to continue for another 15 years in my life because I'm always inspired by my students. I'm always inspired by those who have great challenges in their lives, physical challenges and other challenges, and yet they move forward. And the kind of courage that it takes and the kind of courage that they possess inspires me. And there are 1,000 volunteers each winter, and I'm one of them. But if you come out with the Thursday B group on a Thursday, I'll be out there. You just ask for Frosty to teach your son or your wife or husband or whatever, and I'll be there for you. And we'll have a great time and a great day on the slope. It's quite an experience for anyone who comes out there. So get a hold of me on that and come out and ski the Rockies with me this winter, the 2007-2008 season. It starts tomorrow, Wednesday, the 14th. And it'll be a lot of excitement, and I think you'll enjoy it. Also, make sure that you are appreciative of your actions speak louder than words, the websites that I have expressed. Also, make sure that you go to 21stCenturyPaulRevereRide.us, and if you want to have one of the great T-shirts, make sure you write me, Box 207, Louisville, 80027. Be right back after these comments.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The good, the bad, and certainly the ugly. Ladies and gentlemen, you're once again listening to Connecting the Dots, and tonight we have a special guest. But before we get to our special guest, I want to appreciate all of you out there and repeat some of the information you've sent me and all these quotes. But again, if you want one of those T-shirts, the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride, go to 21stCenturyPaulRevereRide.us. You can see the T-shirts. You can see us in action with them on. And you can just send in for one your size, P.O. Box 207, Louisville, Colorado 80027. And just make the check out to yours truly. And I'll get that in the mail. It's $15. Make it out to Frosty Wooldridge. And that'll take care of the mailing and the handling and the postage and everything. And you're going to have quite a keepsake. And we still have, 100, 150 of them left. So you also will be supporting the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride. Make sure you go to News with Views, Rinse.com, and American Chronicle, Morty'sCabin.com, where most of my columns are. I just interviewed today on the George Putnam Show. He's been on radio for 70 years. He's 93 years old out in California there. Just a tremendous American. And he interviewed me on that piece that I wrote on Monday. It was a book review of The Population Fix, America's Addiction to Population Growth, a pretty sobering book by Edward C. Hartman. I recommend it highly. And, of course, you can go to CIS.org. You can also go to FAIRUS.org to get all the information and Center for Immigration Studies. But right now, let's go to the guest tonight, and I'm just tickled to have him. Actually, I'll give some history. Mike McGarry is one of the unsung heroes here in Colorado and across the nation. He writes incredible op-eds for the Rocky Mountain News and other big papers here. in Colorado and elsewhere. And he and I used to go with Fred Elbel, and he would come down from Aspen, Colorado, and Mike and Fred and I would go to council meetings to try to get the Aspen Resolution passed. And that was an Aspen Resolution was to say, hey, we don't need to keep growing. We need to have some population stabilization. We did this 7, 8, 9 years ago. It's been amazing, the history that we've shared together. Since then, we've shared the stage here in Colorado. We've shared the stage in Washington, D.C., and he and I have taught in classes and giving lectures and seminars to students to really show them what we face as a country and as a state of Colorado. And he was instrumental. He set up big seminars with Governor Lamb. He's an impresario extraordinaire. P.T. Barnum has nothing on Mike McGarry. He knows, of course, Michelle Malkin quite well. He set up a seminar and a program with her here in Denver a couple years ago, and he's been the director of CARICO, which is Colorado Alliance for Immigration Reform. So he has a long and steady keel, if you will, of making change and creating change and ideas and leadership. And he now heads Kerry Voorhees fund to defend this latest obnoxious situation where a U.S. Border Patrol agent is now being taken to court for his actions, much like Campion and Ramos. So I'm going to welcome to the show Mr. Mike McGarry of Aspen, Colorado. Mike, thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Hey, Frosty. You know what? When you were talking there about me.
Yes, sir.
You know, there's a joke, an immigration lawyer's joke, and it says, immigration lawyer says to his client, well, now that you've been granted political asylum, tell me the truth. Do you really have a well-founded fear of that if you were returned to your home country, that you would be persecuted? And he says, well, after hearing you in court this morning, I'm starting to believe it.
Yeah, and we know so much of what the immigration lawyers do to get all these illegals into this country. I mean, they can really push and really obfuscate for so long that by the time the laws are applied to an illegal alien, that we're all going to be dead and in our graves by the time
Sure. It's well known in the in the ICE crowd, you know, the saying goes, you know, you just work the system till you win, and that's what they do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They work the system. A little known fact to most Americans, Mike, is that in 1971 there were 62 immigration lawyers in the United States. 62. And yeah. The reason for that is because the immigration laws were enforced, certainly under Eisenhower, and we didn't mess around. You come in here illegally, you break our laws, and you are out of here. And that was with the Bracero program. It was certainly with the Operation Wetback back in 54 with Dwight D. Eisenhower. And that got well over a million illegals deported. And they didn't mess around after that. But today we have in the, I think, what is it called? The AILA, American Immigration Lawyers Association.
Oh, AILA.
Yeah, AILA. I think it's over 9,000 lawyers.
Oh yeah, and by the way, that's just those are just registered card-carrying AILA members. There's probably another 10 or 12,000 that are practicing some sort of immigration law, you know, because it's really lucrative. And as one person, a mutual friend of ours, Roy Beck, said, immigration lawyers are the bottom feeders of the legal world. Also, you have virtually the whole legal establishment on the other side. I mean, you've got those crazies, the National Lawyers Guild. You know, these guys actually show up to demonstrations with frozen Coke bottles, try to bounce them off people's heads. And you've got most of the legal establishment. I mean, when you think about it, there's the immigration law firm. There's hardly anybody on our side. We can't find any pro bono lawyers. But these guys will roar in and the ACLU. I mean, it's essentially the illegal aliens civil liberties union. Yeah, the whole thing's really, really kind of one-sided.
Oh, it truly is one-sided. And you and I have been in the face and looking in the teeth of this thing. My curiosity is this, Mike. Why is it that the American Civil Liberties Union is so against American citizens and so pro illegal aliens in that it does and spends millions of dollars to defend illegal aliens in their non-right to be here.
You know, I can't answer that except to say that they've lost their mission. I mean, when I was becoming a political and social age and awareness, ACLU had a great reputation. I mean, it was essentially a First Amendment outfit, and that's laudatory, but they've just lost their mission, and I don't know. I can't explain. I mean, I can't. There's a lot of this stuff I can't explain, and but I know what's going on. So,
yeah, well, you certainly do. And ladies and gentlemen, I've worked with Mike now for, like I say, close to 8 years. I think it's been a long time, and we have been to a lot of programs. We've spoken on the same stage, and you know intimately what happened with Ramos and Campion. I've met the father-in-law of Ramos, and I've met both Monica and I think Patty, the two wives of these men. And, of course, we all know that Johnny Sutton and the American bar and certainly the federal court system really just, I mean, just put the drill to these guys, and they're sitting out with a dozen years each for shooting some illegal alien drug smuggler in the butt. Mind you, he didn't die. His gluteus maximus has a hole in it. And then, what, I believe he even got caught again after he was back at it, bringing thousands of pounds worth of marijuana into the country. And these two men have families. They have children. They have lovely wives. And they're just sitting in a slammer right now for doing their job. Do you have any appreciation for why that is happening, or is that just another one of those esoteric things that we just can't figure out?
I think that it's this whole double standard business, you know, that well, we have this two-tiered system of laws where U.S. citizens are prosecuted for and held accountable for crimes they commit, but foreign nationals, criminal aliens, aren't. I mean, and I think that's an extension of that. I mean, that's the only explanation I have. And by the way, you know what? It's never made clear to me that they linked, because I've never heard this, and I've always wondered that they linked the hole in the guy's rear with the weapons that the border patrollers had, because there's I heard some speculation that, well, he could have gotten that wound after the fact of being chased off. So it seems to me that if that's something that's never been cleared up, if they just made the assumption that he received his wound as a result of their firing in his direction. I mean, he, after all, was a consummate border crossing drug dealer. So I don't know. That's just always been a question of mine. But no, I can't explain it except that we do have a two-tier system of laws, our law enforcement people. But by the way, that goes to the case of Corey Voorhees, the ICE.
Yeah, let's give the audience across America just a little bit of an idea what's happened here in Colorado and why Corey Voorhees is now being indicted in federal court. And I just found out that he lost his he's not only absent without pay, I mean, with pay, now he's suspended without pay. And he's got mounting legal things. But let's go over what happened exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get, this is a story in Colorado, but it's also happened down there in Texas. It certainly happened to Campion and Ramos. It's happened to quite a few others, like Hernandez. Border Patrol agents doing their jobs, and then all of a sudden, the federal government comes down and hammers them. And this is what's happened here in Colorado. If you can give a nice background on that, Mike.
Well, let me gather my thoughts on this. Corey Voorhees is a criminal investigator in Denver, working for the Immigration and Customs ICE. And by the way, he's an exemplary agent because he was the lead investigator on busting with of the family, the Mexican family, that...
Yeah, that's correct. We're going to have to go to a quick break right here. We're going to come back with Mike McGarry talking about patrol officer Corey Voorhees. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back after these messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you once again for joining us at Connecting the Dots. And we're talking with Mike McGarry, and Mike's going to go over what's happening in Denver is also happening across the United States. And every time you turn around, we have to deal with another situation concerning illegal alien migration into our country. Would you go ahead and kind of give us a backgrounder on this thing, Mike?
With regard to the Corey case?
Yeah.
Okay. Corey Voorhees is a criminal. He's on furlough now, a criminal investigator for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and he was assigned to the Denver office. And just to get an idea who he is, he was a lead investigator in busting what's called the Castorena crime family, which was a Mexican-based operation that was the most sophisticated nationwide phony document producers in the country, and they were found to have produced and sold phony docs to, you know, MS-13 gang members and so on, Serena's 13 people. Corey was the lead investigator of that, and that was a $40 million operation, by the way, and he's the guy that brought that case into U.S. District Court and pretty much broke the back of the Castorena family. So he's an agent with a great deal of value. Well, one of the things he and lots of other agents are frustrated about is when they see criminal aliens going into court on serious criminal charges and having those charges pled down to charges that are minor and therefore non-deportable. Even if it's an illegal, if he gets his a plea bargain that it goes below the threshold that ICE will spend time to go pick him up, he's free. Well, they count, the federal agents count on these DAs in these various districts. They count on them prosecuting these cases for the seriousness of the case so that they can, so that the ICE agents can then pick these guys up and deport them. Once there's a conviction and once that person does his time, then they have a detainer on them. When they get released, they take them and deport them. Well, that's not what's been happening in Colorado and around the country. These cases get routinely pled down to non-deportable cases. These guys, including illegal aliens, get put on probation, and they go other places to reoffend. One of the cases that upset Corey, and he and fellow agents are seeing this kind of stuff all the time, and they're really frustrated, was a case where a guy was popped on a heroin distribution bust. That case was pled down, as were many other cases, in present Governor Ritter's office when he was then district attorney for the Denver district. They pled these cases down to something called agricultural trespass, put these guys on probation. Well, in the one case, it's a heroin distributor. He went to California, changed his name, reoffended, and in that case, what he did was he was popped for molesting a little girl.
Yeah.
So Corey took it upon himself to go to a congressman, and it just coincidentally that congressman was running for governor against the former DA and now present governor, Bill Ritter, and he said, here's what's going on. This is all public information. You can find out about it, and if you want to expose it, I hope you do, because we're sick of this. And because they see that essentially as obstructing justice. Well, Bob Beaupre, the guy who was running for the Republican candidacy for the governor's race, ran an ad saying that, look at this illegal alien did, and then he went reoffended, and this is all under Ritter's watch. Well, the Ritter camp claimed that they deduced that the only way that Bob Beaupre could have gotten that information was if he had access to National Crime Database, which is not accessible to anybody for other than lawful purposes.
Correct.
So what it's turned out, however, I'll show you where you can look at that a little bit, is that Ritter's office also queried that. But Ritter's office, someone in Ritter's office, they haven't named that person yet.
But they know the name, though, don't they, Mike?
Well,
there's actually two.
The lawyers know the name, but the name or names are under seal right now, so they're not. That's not public information yet. But it looks like they did that, only they had no legal jurisdiction to do that. The information that Corey queried is not protected information, and he had every right and obligation to make it public. So what I would like people to do, there's a website, Corey, that's C-O-R-Y, CoreyLegalDefense.com. Go to that website. I'm the chairman of the committee for Corey Legal Defense because we're trying to raise funds to help Mendez in his defense. I mean, when you have the full weight of the federal government on you, it costs many tens of thousands of dollars to defend yourself. He wants to go to court. He wants to make his case in court, and he wants to because he believes, and I believe, that he will win this thing because when we look at the facts, it doesn't look like he broke the law anywhere. So not only that, but we're asking that a federal grand jury be impaneled and look into the skullduggery that took place during the Ritter's DA-ship and see if they, in fact, broke the law, because we believe they did.
So, well, in fact, they did. Well, we're going to be right back with you, Mike. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got Jesse in Alabama, Bill in Idaho, and Ken in Fort Worth. We'll get back with your phone calls for Mike McGarry after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us once again at Connecting the Dots.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Thank you again for joining us at RBN and connecting the dots. And make sure that you go to our chat room on the homepage. That's republicbroadcasting.org. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org. And you can go to the homepage, and you can start communicating with each other and hosts for RBN. You can also go to my website, frostywooldridge.com, and I'll answer any questions you may have. If you'd like to have some guests on the show, then give some ideas on those guests and get their name and phone number to me. Carol Zimmerman has been fantastic, and Peggy Haldeck has been fantastic. We're going to have Walter Moore on the show here coming up pretty quick. He's the new candidate for the mayor of Los Angeles, now known as Mexico City North. And anyway, get in touch, and we'll just be glad to get back with you. Now, I think I have three callers on the board right now. I'm just going to make sure. Do we have Jesse from Alabama? Is that on the caller board right now? Jesse from Alabama, are you there, and will you speak to us, sir? Okay, we don't. Do we have Bill from Idaho? Okay, we don't have. How about Ken from Fort Worth? Okay, I guess these are from a former caller board. So, Mike, let's go back. Oh, and ladies and gentlemen, if you have questions of Mike McGarry or how you can organize in your own city, how you can do something that's going to make a difference, how you're going to get a website that can be organized, Mike McGarry is fantastic. And again, Corey, www.coreylegaldefense.com. And if you can help with that, that would be fantastic. So let's go back over and start talking about, essentially, Bill Ritter is just about as guilty as the kettle calling the pot black in this deal. Go ahead and explain more. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question of Mike, 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800. Get those pencils and papers out. 313-9443. Go ahead, Mike, and explain what's happening to a patrol officer and Corey Voorhees.
Yeah, he's basically – actually, he was a Border Patroller many years ago.
Yeah, he was.
He got his feet wet, but he was until recently a top criminal investigator for the Bureau of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Right now, he's been sent home without pay.
Right.
Waiting trial. And you know how protracted these things are and how costly they can be. But what I would like your listeners to do is go to the Corey LegalDefense.com website, and on the home page, go down to the bottom, you'll see where it says legal documents. And what you can see there, you can see the motion to dismiss it. It's 23 pages long, but it's what his lawyer filed last week, arguing that because Ritter's office and another investigative office in Texas queried within that same day or two that Corey made his database querying, that those people that when the FBI investigated him, they didn't refer those to the U.S. attorney for charges. So Corey's lawyer saying, well, you know something, this is a selective enforcement. We want this case to be dismissed. But when you read the 23 pages, you'll see in there point by point, and it really clears a lot of stuff. It really shows you how this guy did not break the law, and it shows you how it appears, at least, that people in the DA's office, not only here but in Texas, broke the law. And that it really kind of settles a lot of questions, because I heard a caller on a radio talk show the other morning say, "Man, this guy's guilty. If he did this, this caller says, I would like to be on that guy's jury because I would send him to jail." You know, and it's like he's already been indicted in the press, and the facts have become much more clear if you read the motion filing, and I really encourage everybody to do that. And then that, again, it's at Corey, C-O-R-Y, LegalDefense.com. So that's the situation right now. He's got a wife and two little kids.
And he's an exemplary officer. I mean, this is a man who's given his life to ICE, certainly the U.S. Border Patrol, protecting U.S. citizens, and he's one of those men that has a moral and ethical character that you'd like to have for a best friend, for a neighbor, for somebody at your church.
Yeah, I mean, and just contrast this. Heroin dealer gets probation, and for illegal alien heroin dealer gets probation, goes out to reoffend, in this case, molesting a little girl. But an exemplary federal immigration officer has three hits against him in federal court now. It's going to cost him tens of thousands of dollars, and you know he probably can't get back into the bureau after this, even if he were to be found not guilty. As a matter of fact, there are cases of that. There's a case of a border patroller that did just that, and he couldn't get back into Border Patrol even after he was found not guilty. So,
kind of like what's been happening to you think of guilty just because you got pressed, like Bob Hayworth of the Kingston Trio lost his job just because one customer got ticked off. But then you guys start looking at this thing. Look at Nifong with the Duke lacrosse players. Look at the skullduggery that he committed and made those guys' lives a living hell for over a year.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's. I'm glad you mentioned that, because it reminded me that usually on these kinds of things, even if Corey were to have unlawfully entered the database, which he did not, but even if he were found that he did that, almost always these things are handled internally as internal fractions, and infractions. But in this case, you have the former district attorney, now the governor of Colorado, Bill Ritter, who behind the scenes has just been been pushing hard for this prosecution. So that's the kind of stuff that that he's looking at, and that's the reason why he is in the situation he is. Otherwise, had Bill Ritter, and by the way, what it did is it took the light off the fact that Bill Ritter was giving all these allowing all these criminal aliens to plead their cases down and get off on probation and light, you know, maybe.
Well, that's right, and Bill Ritter was the Attorney General for Colorado. That again, you just the stuff that goes on under the cover of darkness and or under the cover of power always amazes me. We've got several callers on the phone right here. I'd like to start out with Brenda on line one. If you have a question or comment for Mike, I'd love to hear it.
This is Brenda Andahar, right? Frosty?
Yes, how are you, ma'am?
Hi, honey. Yes, I had emailed you today. We're supposed to have a little guest spot on your show.
Oh, okay.
I've been having some problems getting through.
Oh, okay.
On your internet and your podcast.
Okay, well, we're going to have to do it over again.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks so much, Brenda.
Okay, so you want to just redo it all over?
Well, I'll get back to you because I didn't hear anything, so we'll get back to you.
Okay, sweetheart. So I just want to make sure.
Thank you, Brenda. I appreciate it.
Thank you, honey.
Okay,
bye.
Can we go to Aaron in Colorado? Aaron in Colorado, because he may have some comments about this, and he's right here in Colorado.
Yeah, I got to hear both of you on Michael Conniff's show about a month ago.
I just had
a couple comments. Michael knows about this. The local police chief here rented the community center with our taxpayer dollars and had a seminar on how illegals can get ID. That was about 3 years ago. Remember that, Mike?
Well, not only do I remember it, but... We faxed the governor, we faxed the state attorney general, said, what the hell is this guy doing? I mean, he's facilitating these guys to issue these matricular cards, which are outlawed in the state of Colorado. And, I had some very heated exchanges with that police chief. And
that was Chief Police Terry Wilson.
Yeah, he's a punk.
And if you just go on the internet and put his name in illegals, he's written several blogs and an article saying that it's a federal responsibility. His police are too busy fighting other crimes.
Well, you know what? His police are too busy now ducking bullets, aren't they, from these characters? Because one of them got plugged right in the chest if he didn't have his recently, and if he didn't have his protective covering on, he would have been deaded.
Yep, a cop was shot, and they never did find him.
Yeah.
The other thing is when you were on this is a suggestion to Frosty, when you were on that show, I called Michael Conniff and I asked him to ask you about your experiences with the Sierra Club and the litter that's going on down on the border towns, because Michael Conniff is a big green person, and I feel like he never did ask you when you got on air, but what that does is the green movement and the green piece people that love the environment, which
right.
I love the environment, but usually those people are pretty aggressive in their stance, and they're not sideline sitters. And if you would have been able to, I talked about it a little bit with him, but it would have come across really well if you would have explained that the Sierra Club takes money from the Mexican government and all the litter that you, the millions of, I heard you on RBN a while ago talking about the tons of garbage.
Tons,
you had some,
hundreds of tons.
A colleague of ours, of Frosty's and mine, Fred Elbell, he's got a whole website called Desert Invasion, and
desertinvasion.com, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah.
Holy
catfish. I'll be on my Conniff show tomorrow. Why don't you call in there and bring that up, and I'll goose it.
Okay, yeah, we're doing what we can.
Let me tell you about Michael Conniff. He's a good guy, but his attention span is about 30, 0.3% of
his life. Well, he doesn't want to put his foot down. See, you, Frosty, you're great. You give information out to everybody, and new people come along. They listen to the program, and they can make a decision. But you got to either make a decision. Do I want illegals invading this country and ruining it, or do we want to put our foot down? It's real simple. You don't have to. Michael Conniff's been sitting on this for 6 months. Going back and forth. You got to put your foot down. That's all.
Well, you have to make a definite point, and there's no question. I'm very familiar with the Sierra Club. They were actually paid off of close to $10 million to make sure they did not have any statement against not only illegal immigration, but legal immigration into this country. And they've got, well, what, 800,000, 900,000 members who pay $35 a year.
That's right.
And I was one of them for 20 years, but about 7 or 8 years ago, I quit the Sierra Club after all my 20-plus years in the club. I'm a John Muir fan, and I know John Muir would be turning over in his grave right now. Carl Pope is just an absolute tyrant and a turncoat and a traitor to the Sierra Club. And he gets away with it because he went for the money to save his or to sell his soul. And the Sierra Club won't say a thing. Neither will the Nature Conservancy.
Yeah,
I've been a member of Nature Conservancy.
You know something? For years, it was rumored. I mean, the rumors were strong, but there was no proof that the Sierra Club had been bought off. That is to say, they were getting millions of dollars,
mm-hmm.
not to talk about the population and therefore the immigration issue. They denied it the whole time, and then what was it? Frosty, about a year and a half ago. The guy that provided all those millions said,
that's
"Well,
right.
Yeah, I did, but they didn't have to accept."
Well, Frosty, every time you throw something up like that, it affects those people, that targeted area. Just like the lady you had on that was associated with Welsh, she was comparing the Mothers Against Illegals and
Matt, right, the Michelle Delacroce.
You're exactly, and the fact that MAD wouldn't differentiate the illegals that are killing people on the highways. So every time we discuss these little tiny targeted discussions, it pulls in more people. I've made my decision a long time ago.
Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up, Aaron, because since we're getting a roundtable discussion, do you know that MAD, after that interview with Michelle Delacroix, they pulled all of their illegal stuff on the website itself. The next day it had vanished. And so there's no question, when you shine a light on the cockroach, boy, they scurry off to a different place. Or if they can't scurry, they've got to shed all of the guilty stuff that's hanging off their tail feathers. And so that was a good interview with Michelle Delacroix. She is a fireball. And MAD had to change their deal, and they tried to go after her to stop her from using the same Mothers Against Illegal Aliens. Well, there's many Mothers Against stuff out there, but they were singling her out, and they had to retract that because she doesn't have any affiliation with MAD whatsoever.
Well, one more quick question. I pulled these stats off. Do these stats sound right? I've got them from the FBI crime stats. Illegals kill 28,000 American citizens every year. They rape or assault 500,000 every year, and they don't keep specific drunk driving deaths every year. They
now, well, where did you get that? Because I remember you calling in Michael Clark.
The FBI crime stats.
No kidding. That's
28,000 murders.
You know, if you could send me that.
Well, I was... I don't know if I got it on the FBI site. I just got it. It was reported from, Spiker sent me that out of Denver. He sent me an email with the information. It was 28,000 murders, 500,000 assaults or rapes, and they believe or estimate 400,000, fatalities or, serious automobile accidents due to illegals drunk driving. I was wondering if those numbers sound about right to
you,
Frosty.
Well, Aaron, I heard Steve King, a U.S. House rep from Iowa and Des Moines last year when I was going through there on the Paul Revere ride. He said, I think it was 13 illegal alien drunk driving deaths of Americans every day. So it kind of, and then he said another 12, it came out to 25 of deaths of American citizens from outright gun or killing or whatever from illegal aliens. So that turned out to be 25 a day times 365. I think it was like 9,000 deaths a year. Anyway, that when you start thinking of in the figures we're looking at, 20 million to as high as 38 million illegal aliens, and you've got a bunch of people that are used to the kind of violence that they're used to, then those numbers are pretty scary and pretty possible. But again, I don't have a real lockdown on that.
Let me just make an observation.
Yeah.
I'd like to, if you still have that email from Spiker, I'd like to see it, because part of the problem with that kind of reporting is that I don't know how the FBI would get those statistics. But first of all, if you don't ask a person's, which most municipalities don't, ask a person's his legal status, then they wouldn't be able to aggregate illegals from citizens and permanent legal residents to isolate that figure. And the second thing is that if you look at any police incident report, you won't see Hispanic on there. What you'll see is white, black,
or other.
and some, you know, like Trobriand Islander or something, but others. So they don't. And I caught on to that. I mean, the Rocky Mountain News used to have about once every 6 months they would put the, you know, the 50 most wanted people in the paper, and I'd see these lowrider shaved head thugs, and they would say white underneath, and I'm going, well, how do they? But because they don't collect that information, so I would like to see, I would like to trace a source on that, because if it's
comes from the prisons and the prison statistics.
Well, we do know the prison population's at over a half million is 29% of all the prison population, so that comes out to well over a half million convicted illegal alien felons. That's the CIS.org, and that's about $1.6 billion a year per cost. Aaron, thanks for bringing those points in, and I'd love to get back on the Michael Conniff show to bring more of that information on the Sierra Club, the treachery going on down there, and how these environmental groups are backing off.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Appreciate it. That's Aspen, Colorado with Aaron. Mike McGarry, we'll be right back with you after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and we are talking with Mike McGarry out of Aspen, Colorado. Of course, he's living in that beautiful ski town that I used to ski back in the 70s and 80s until it got to be $92 a ski lift pass per day, and that's more than I make in a week. So I can't ski there anymore, but I have skied. We lost Mike? Okay. And so anyway, now the ski tickets are $92, and it's $1,000 a night just to bed down in a one-bedroom motel. You've got to be a movie star or a filthy, wealthy, rich kind of character to really ski in that beautiful Ajax. And, of course, there's Aspen Mountain, there's Buttermilk, and there's Ajax. And I used to ski all four of those, and it was really great. But nowadays, my wallet would disappear if I had to pay for one of those ski passes. But Mike McGarry has been fighting illegal aliens. Now, one thing, when Tom Brokaw came to Aspen last year, and then Tom Brokaw gave a report on illegals in Aspen. I wrote a counter column for the Aspen Times, published it, and it just said what Tom Brokaw didn't report about illegal aliens, and boy, it got quite, I put 15 points down there: the crime, the disease, the schools overrun, the language, the bank robberies, the rapes, the lack of taxing of these illegals working under the table, the forgery, the theft, the breakings and the enterings. The Kirshner, one of the guys that worked at a 7-Eleven, got shot at, 4 slugs through the window trying to kill him just because he wore a U.S. Border Patrol hat to work and from work, but never at work, and he's the one that got fired. So the kinds of things that are going on there in Aspen, Colorado, are indicative of what's going on around the rest of the country, and Mike McGarry is right in the middle of it, as many of you are who are listening across the country. Mike, you want to just give some final thoughts and make sure we get the website out so we can get a hold of and hopefully help Corey Voorhees in this defense?
Yeah, let me quickly make a comment, Bill, on the Tom Brokaw thing. You said, well, what they didn't show is, and then you told about the things that that you wrote about in the Aspen Times.
Right.
What they also didn't show is they came up here and interviewed me inside my apartment and outside for an hour and a half. And I said, they said they wanted to do a balanced piece. I said, you know what? Tom Brokaw on immigration matter doesn't do balanced pieces. I think that you're spinning here. I'd be really interested to see if you do about. And the producer said, well, you know something. I wasn't working for them. I am now. This will be a balanced piece. Well, forget it. I mean, I landed on the cutting
room floor.
So did everybody else. Yeah, the website for Corey's Legal Defense is Corey, C-O-R-R-Y, Legal Defense, all one word. Where am I?
.com.
.com. Thank you.
You know, I sign my checks these days, FrostyWooldridge.com.
Yeah. Hey, by the way,
I'm too old for this, man. I wasn't meant for this age. I'm back in a horse and buggy to the 40s.
You know, I just wanted to tell you, when you were talking about your and mine and Fred's going along the Front Range several years ago and going to city councils, county commissioners to get that resolution, I can remember the many times my stomach would be churning. Let's get in there.
We got called communist pinko pigs, for God's sake.
Some of the hostility that we walked into, I mean, it was just, you know. Remember that one guy, that city councilman? He said that we were...
I think it was Glenn Allen or Glenwood or Glendale.
Glendale, yeah. Well, you and I were, you know, wanted nuclear war and AIDS. It's like, what is with this guy?
What's going on? Mike, it's always a pleasure, sir, and it was great to see you this summer. And again, ladies and gentlemen, CoreyLegalDefense.com. CoreyLegalDefense.com. Mike, we'll be talking. Thanks so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, goodbye. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, you've been listening to another American citizen, a leader in his city and the state of Colorado, Mike McGarry. Go to www.CoreyLegalDefense.com. Thanks for joining us once again. Remember that everything happens when you take action. Thanks for joining us. This is Frosty Wooldridge. Good night. God bless and Godspeed. With